Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring a fundamental aspect of inner peace, making peace with yourself. Let's get into it. Many of us are our own harshest critics. You would be surprised at how we hold ourselves to impossibly high standards, dwell on past mistakes, and constantly compare ourselves to others. This internal conflict can create a deep sense of unease and prevent us from fully embracing our lives. This episode isn't about becoming complacent or ignoring areas where we can grow. It's about cultivating self-acceptance, self-compassion, and a sense of inner harmony. It's about learning to truly like who you are. We're going to get real and raw about the struggle with self-criticism and explore how to cultivate a more loving and accepting relationship with ourselves. We'll explore what it means to make peace with yourself, discuss the common sources of inner conflict, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating self-acceptance, self-compassion, and inner peace. We'll be honest about the challenges of overcoming deeply ingrained negative self-talk, but also celebrate the immense liberation and joy that comes from truly accepting and loving ourselves. So, what does it mean to make peace with yourself? It's about self-acceptance, embracing all parts of yourself, both the strengths and the perceived flaws. It's about self-compassion, treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer anyone in your life. It's about forgiveness, letting go of past mistakes, and forgiving yourself for all of your imperfections. It's about letting go of self-judgment, reducing the harsh inner critic and replacing it with a more supportive inner voice. It's about accepting your past, acknowledging your past experiences without dwelling on regrets. That's right. Live life without regrets. Living in the present moment. It's about focusing on the here and now, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. So let's unpack this. Where does this inner conflict often stem from? It could stem from childhood experiences. Negative messages or experiences in childhood can shape our beliefs about ourselves. It can stem from society pressures and expectations, which most often, unrealistic standards of beauty, success, and achievement can lead to feelings of inadequacy. It could extend from traumatic experiences, from past traumas that can create a deep-seated feeling of worthiness, unworthiness, or self-blame. It could stem from negative self-talk, the constant stream of critical thoughts that undermine our self-esteem. So, what are the important practical strategies for making peace with yourself? I'm happy to unpack them. The first strategy is practice self-compassion exercises. Imagine offering comfort to a younger version of yourself or to a friend going through a similar experience. Challenge your negative self-talk. When you notice negative thoughts, actively challenge. How valid are those negative thoughts? Because 9 times out of 10, most likely they're not valid, and there's nothing to prove that those negative thoughts are good. So work on replacing them with more positive and realistic affirmations. I love affirmations, and I think they are a way to drown out all of those negative thoughts for sure. Practice mindfulness and meditation. That's another strategy. These practices can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Start journaling. Write down your thoughts and feelings. That can help you process them and gain clarity. Focus on your strengths and accomplishments. Remind yourself of your positive qualities and past successes, and set realistic expectations. Avoid setting yourself up for disappointment by setting your goals too high, and seek support from your trusted loved ones, your friends and family. Talking to someone you trust or seeking professional help can be an incredible benefit for you. And practice self-forgiveness rituals. Write a letter to yourself, forgiving yourself for past mistakes, and, you know, get rid of it to release it. And making peace with yourself, understand that it's a journey, it's not a destination, and it's all about cultivating a loving and accepting relationship with yourself. With all of your flaws, fully embrace them. It's about coming home to your full self. So what is like one area where you can offer yourself more self-compassion today? And what small steps can you take to begin to build a more peaceful relationship with yourself? And one of the most important things on earth is to have peace, because life is a constant journey of self-discovery filled with triumphs, challenges, and lessons that shape who we are. But often the hardest battles we fight are the ones within ourselves, the inner critic, the regrets of past, and the weight of unmet expectations can create a deep sense of unrest that clouds our ability to move forward. So I want us all to focus on finding harmony within ourselves and making peace with yourself and embracing the person you are with all of your flaws. Making peace with yourself doesn't mean settling for less or giving up on your growth. It means letting go of the burdens that no longer serve you, forgiving yourself for your past mistakes, and treating yourself with the compassion and kindness that you deserve. It's about recognizing that you are a work in progress, and that's perfectly okay. So I want us to unpack today and work on a few things. First off, quiet the inner critic and replace self-doubt with self-belief. Release the grip of past mistakes and learn to forgive yourself. Embrace all of your imperfections as a part of your unique beauty. That's right. All of your imperfections, that is yours. That is your unique beauty, and embrace your flaws. Cultivate self-compassion and create a mindset of growth and resilience. This is your invitation today to pause, to reflect, and reconnect with your true self. It's a reminder that you are worthy of love, respect, and peace, starting with how you treat yourself. The journey won't always be easy, but it will be transformative. So by making peace with yourself, you create the foundation for a life of authenticity, fulfillment, and joy. And remember that everything in your life, it's a journey for you to embark on step by step, and finding peace and freedom that comes with embracing who you are. So take a moment and reflect on the powerful truth that peace begins within. So understand the importance of silencing the inner critic, forgiving yourself, and embracing your imperfections. These steps are not a one-time task, but they are lifelong practices, and that's completely okay. Growth is not linear, and healing is a journey without a finish line. So making peace with yourself is about recognizing your worth. Even when life feels uncertain, it's about offering yourself grace during difficult times and celebrating your victories, no matter how small. When you treat yourself with compassion, you create this effect on the world that touches every aspect of your life and others around you, the relationships and people that you inspire. Remember, the relationship you have with yourself is the foundation for everything else. When you nurture the relationship You empower yourself to face life challenges with resilience and courage. So by making peace with yourself, you give yourself permission to live authentically, to love deeply, and to grow continually. So understand that the very fact that you've embarked on this journey is a testament to your strength and commitment to becoming the best version of yourself. The tools and insights that we've unpacked on this podcast will carry you forward to revisit when needed and to share with others who may need encouragement. Understand, the path to inner peace is not always smooth, but it's always worth it. So have faith and trust in your ability to navigate it. And remember, you are worthy of love, you are worthy of forgiveness and happiness. So make peace with yourself and watch as the world around you transforms in beautiful and unexpected ways. And it doesn't matter what triumphs or challenges that you face in life or the battles that you're fighting, remember that you have to silence that inner critic and speak more positive thoughts and speak positivity towards those narratives, towards those challenges, because it could change things. It could shift things for you once you quiet the inner critic and replace self-doubt with self-belief. And release that grip of past mistakes. You gotta let certain things go and learn to forgive yourself. And most importantly, forgive others. Don't hold grudges. Let it go and just embrace a new form, a new outlook, new possibilities. And just be optimistic and understand that that doesn't mean that you're feeling that life is perfect. It means that you're keeping an open mind and you understand that what you're going through is not permanent and you will get through it, and be optimistic so that you can have greater results. Cultivate self-compassion and create that mindset of growth and resilience. And it starts with your mind. It starts with you making peace with yourself. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me today on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, starting with the love and acceptance you give yourself. So make peace with yourself, and you'll find a deep and lasting sense of inner peace. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.